Welcome to 24/7 World Radio Podcast with Brother Eric John Phelps here on this February 24th, 2026, with my special guest, Brother George Widger, who is going to update on us on a series of things. I realize we have not had a stream for almost a month, but we're going to catch up on a few matters, and I'm sure George has lots of very, very good information. So, Brother George Widger, welcome to the podcast today. Are you there, George?
Well, thank you, Brother Eric. As always, it is. Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Good to have you. So go ahead, George, and you can go ahead and start with your presentation.
Okay, before I get into my material, my scripture verse is Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 7 or 8. And this passage may sound familiar to most of you, particularly if you grew up in the 1960s. Not to date you, but I'm sure you'll probably recognize this.
I'm
To
sure.
everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, and a time to loose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rent, as in plant, or I'm sorry, to pull up, rather, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Okay, as I said, about 6 years ago, 1965-ish, the American pop band The Birds had a song called Turn, Turn, Turn. And I'm sure you probably remember it.
I used to play it in a band. Yep.
And, okay, so inexplicably, even though that was out of the Bible and for the King James Authorized Version of 1611, that was a number one hit in the U.S. as well as several other countries.
Yes, it was. And those birds, up to that time, they had the longest hair of any of the rock bands. I remember them when they were on Ed Sullivan. But go ahead, brother.
Anyhow, so it's interesting how times have changed and how they've changed so quickly. So they had that hit, Turn to Turn, and right around the same time they had, Mr. Tambourine Man, and almost immediately, within a year or two, their music became very dark, very, they're talking about drugs and flying 8 miles high and birds. But the bands of that era, the Beatles, whom we've discussed several times before. So, quick question for you, Brother Eric. Why do you think they were allowed to have this hit with such a overtly biblical message?
I don't know. It was a nice tune. It was a catchy tune, and I mean, there was no gospel there, so nobody was saved from it. Just a religious thing that religious people could side with, but there was no salvation in that. But I think it was for that purpose to hide the gospel and to hide the fact that people are lost and dying and in sin and going to hell. It's just that there's a time for this, there's a time for that, and that's it. Well, that's not all there is to life. So that's kind of what I think. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, all right. I appreciate your interpretation, and I had not actually considered that. Now, and by the way, just to make a correction, I believe this is the first stream we've done in 2026. So it's been about 2 months since we've been on the air together, and I know
Oh,
I say this
George,
every
no,
time.
George,
There have
absence
been
makes
a
the
number
heart,
of
yeah, George, absence makes the heart grow fonder, okay? So just remember that.
Well,
My
perhaps.
heart grows fonder of you, George. I'm sure you don't grow fonder of me, but I grow fonder of you. So anyway, I'm trying to make up for it. We have the stream, and we'll have another one next week. I'll try to have one a week. Okay.
All right, fair enough. Okay, so anyhow, a number of events have taken place in the last couple of months, and I'm probably not going to be able to address them owing to time constraints, and I probably would not be able to give them justice. But what I will can tell you is this evening, Donald Trump is supposed to be giving his first State of the Union of his second administration and his fifth overall. And I understand there's going to be a number of Democrats who will not be present, including the junior senator from California, Adam Schiff, and Re New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
So we have here a Jew, a socialist communist Jew, and a socialist communist Roman Catholic, who Leo Zagami says is a Jesuitist. So just what the Klan warned back years ago, the country is going to be taken over by blacks, Jews, and Roman Catholics. And so that's what we see in the Congress right now. And of course, Trump is really a closet Roman Catholic, but go ahead.
Yes, indeed. Now, as I said, this is his first State of the Union address in his second administration and fifth overall. And it sounds hard saying that because
You're kind of
this
cutting
is the
out,
only the
George.
second time a president has served.
George, you sound a little choppy. Are you on your phone?
Okay. I'm on the laptop.
Oh, you're on a laptop. Okay. Just checking. But you seem to
Yes,
chop
the
in
one
and out every now and then.
the
So stay near your microphone.
Okay, so the signal.
Let me finish. Stay near your microphone and speak slowly. Okay, go ahead.
Fair enough. I'll check. I checked the connection before we went on, and it is weak.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll be able to make it through the broadcast, George. But if you're going to cut in and out, we can't do it. So hopefully we'll have a good broadcast. So go ahead.
All
Go
right,
ahead.
so I just wondering, can we possibly pause it right here and pick this up in about 5 minutes because I need to change my location.
Okay, well, I'll have to get another link then for a Zoom. So we're gonna have to get another link so we can do that. But I gotta be out of here by 5 o'clock. So that's 45 minutes. Let's just
Well,
try it, George, and see what happens.
okay, so I'll try do my best to cover as much material as possible. Okay, so as I said, Donald Trump is giving his State of the Union address tonight, and I'll be looking forward to watching that for a myriad of reasons. And since he's been in office again for just over a year, this has been a very tumultuous second term, to say the least. And among other things, I won't be able to all the things that have happened in the last, say, 13 months or so. Our a w young woman by the name of Renee Nicole Good was shot by ICE agents. And she was 37 years old. And apparently they told her to get out of her car or something like that, but she declined and she decided to drive away. So I guess an ICE agent Jonathan Ross decided to shoot her. Now, the story is intriguing for a number of reasons. One, Good, Miss Good, was married, I guess living or married to her lesbian partner. Now, she previously had been married to a man with whom she had two children. And the combined ages of their children, 15, 12, and 6, was 33. 33. And the ICE agent who shot her, Jonathan Ross, was involved in a previous incident, the previous June, for which he required 33 stitches. There's
Okay.
nothing Masonic going on there, is there?
So the age of her children adds up to 33, and he was wounded or something, and it required 33 stitches from a previous incident. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. So
You
I
always
say.
have they always have their Masonic giveaways, you know, just like in the George Floyd issue. Heavily Masonic. So that's a very good point, George. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
So just as a quick reminder, this happened in Minneapolis. The mayor of Minneapolis is Jacob Frey. He's Jewish, but he got his law degree from Villanova in Philadelphia,
So
which is Catholic.
here's another Jew working for the papacy so that ultimately all the Jews in general can be blamed by these agitators that have risen up now. Go ahead.
Okay, so the chief of police of Minneapolis, his name is Brian O'Hara. So what does that sound like to you?
Sounds like a good Irish Catholic to me. I was raised
Correct, yes.
around.
Well, and of course, the according to the New York Post, Brian O'Hara is Catholic. Now, if you look that up on like Wikipedia or whatever, that they won't discuss his religious background. Now, Minneapolis is part of what they call the Twin Cities, St. Paul being the other one. St. Paul is the capital of Minnesota. And chief of police there,
Gotta
his
stay with your
name
microphone, George. You're
is
kind of cutting out.
Alexei Henry. Okay, so, all right, so the chief of police in St. Paul, Minneapolis, his name is Alexei Henry, and he got his undergrad degree from St. Thomas University in Minneapolis.
So this is our second Roman Catholic of notice of power, and he's the chief of police in
In
Minneapolis,
St. Paul.
St. Paul. Okay.
All right, and so the mayor of St. Paul, her name is Callie Kerr. Kaohly, Kilo Alpha Oscar Hotel Lima Yankee. And she was born in Laos in 1970.
So we have now a foreigner. I presume she's naturalized. So we have a foreigner who is now in a place of power. What's her office?
She's the mayor of St. Paul.
The mayor of St. Paul, who's a Laotian.
Yes.
And she is also Roman Catholic.
Yes, she got her PhD from the aforementioned St. Thomas University.
Okay. Very good. So they're all
And
busy serving the Pope in this agitation.
okay, so we've discussed the mayor, I'm sorry, the mayor, the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, and apparently he's ostensibly Lutheran, ELCA, Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. However, he grew up Roman Catholic and he got his master's degree from St. Thomas University
Okay.
in Minneapolis.
So therefore, for all practical purposes, he is a Roman Catholic and most assuredly serving the Jesuit order in this agitation on the part of the left-wing Socialist Communist Democratic Party, primarily Roman Catholic and Masonic Jew run by the Jesuit order. And so it's a perfect storm. They control both sides. They control all the pieces on the chessboard, except the ones the Lord chooses to intervene and save or cause them to tell the truth. And I don't know any that has happened to them yet.
Okay, so I mentioned the episode involving Renee Good. Well, 17 days later, on the 24th, apparently there was a VA, Veterans Administration nurse, who was also sh shot.
Yeah, this guy's a man, and
Yes.
he's been at these agitations before, and he kicks out the tailpipe. He's kicked out the rear view lamp of the ICE car before, and he was wrestled down, but as I understand, he was released. They didn't arrest him for defacing government property or whatever, resisting arrest or anything he could have been charged with. From what I understand, he wasn't charged with anything. He was not arrested. And the next time he shows up to allegedly be shot. I tend to doubt that he was shot, but he shows up to be shot. But go ahead.
Okay, and his name was sorry, I was drawing a blank there. It was actually Alex Pratti, Pratti. So you have two shootings in the same month in Minneapolis, two people who are allegedly shot by ICE agents. So their combined names are pretty good if you think about it.
Oh my, George, that's a tremendous observation. The woman's last name was Pretty, and or the man's last name was Pretty, and the woman's last name was Good. So here we have Pretty Good. George, only you could find something like that. So, yep, intriguing.
Well, I wish I could. I would. Okay, so I wish I could claim credit for it, but several other people have posted that.
Okay.
So you had the alleged shooting of Renee Good on the 7th, and you had Pretty alleged shooting on the 24th. In between, on Sunday the 28th, there was an incident at a church, a city church in St. Paul, in which, how should I put this? I'm not sure how. Okay, I'll just be blunt. A group of agitators interrupted a service at this congregation.
Yeah, a group of agitators, left-wing socialist communist agitators, feminists, majority savage blacks, and probably a few Jews in there, left-wing Jews, are going to go into a Baptist church. Why didn't they choose a Catholic church? They would never dare do that to a Catholic church. Why didn't they choose a Muslim mosque that belongs to the Nation of Islam? Why didn't they choose that? Because they'd have gotten shot, because the Nation of Islam has an army called the Fruit of Islam, and they have guards at their temples, and anybody that comes in and wants to do that will get shot, and rightfully so. But now we're going to pick on the Baptists here. And as I understand, it's a Southern Baptist church, which has millions of members in it in the South, over a what million Freemasons in the Southern Baptist Church. And so this is a perfect agitation to drive the Southern Baptists into the new right, of which Don Lemon is a part of. Good Prince Hall Right Freemason that he is. Go ahead, George.
Okay, so one of the people, one of the okay, so Don Lemon is an ex-Operation Mockingbird asset, Prince Hall Freemason, as you said.
Yeah, that's very
And
important. Just slow down and say that again, please.
okay, so Don Lemon is a Prince
The
Hall Freemason,
black
and
homosexual Don Lemon, okay? The black sodomite Don Lemon, who hosted CD, what was CNN for how many years?
oh, I'm not sure. 10 years,
Okay,
something
yeah, something
like
like
that.
that. So he was made a god. He was made a black god by the press and became a spokesman for the blacks. I can remember him at Donald Trump's no, Donald Trump's first campaign, and he is questioning Trump, I believe. Or maybe he's questioning somebody. It's a Democratic meeting. As what are you going to do for my people? He calls the blacks my people. So he's an open, notorious agitator, just like Reverend Unreverend, the wicked Jesse Jackass, or Jesse Jackson, who's another Prince Hall Right Freemason. And so he's an agitator. And by you bringing out that he's with Operation Mockingbird, that's a CIA operation. So, would you agree that's a CIA operation, George?
You mean Catholics in Action or Catholic
Yes,
Intelligence
the Catholic
Agency?
Intelligence Agency. So,
Or
Lemon is working for the CIA, but go ahead.
okay, so anyhow, and we need to say the late Reverend Jesse Jackson.
The what?
The late, he just died last week.
Oh, the late. Yes, he's dead now. Thank God. My wife and I celebrated. We had a glass of wine, and he's gone to his place now, and he's waiting the great white throne judgment. So thank God he's gone. Al Sharpton's next. We'll have a celebration over that one, too. But go ahead, George.
Well, and of course, the Reverend Josiah Jackson had at least two audiences with the Pope. 1982 and 1999. I guess that would have been John Paul II.
I see.
And
Well,
as
did you know before him, Martin Luther King and Ralph Abernathy had an audience with the Pope too? So Jesse Jackson was following in his shoes to have an audience with the Pope. And you don't have an audience with the Pope unless you're on the Pope's side doing the Pope's bidding. Go ahead, George.
Yes. Now, after the Jesuits used their CIA, their FBI to get rid of Michael Martin Luther King, Jackson basically became the face of the civil rights movement.
That's right. And if you want to see how Jesse Jackson was part of that assassination, the listener must listen to the broadcasts of Steve Coakley. He's deceased now. He hated white people, but he said a lot of truth, and you want to listen to his podcast. But he tells the truth that Jackson was a traitor and that he was in on the assassination and cover up and that he would take the mantle of King after King was killed. So, but go ahead.
Well, you have to wonder how many of these figures, besides Jesse Jackson, were basically who were prominent agitators for decades, were actually assets. Now, I'm not sure if we've ever discussed Gloria Steinem, the founder of Ms. Magazine.
The Jewess, the leftist, socialist, communist Jewess. Yes, is that the one?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it
Now,
turns out.
I think you showed me she was an asset, George. Yeah, you sent the information that she was an asset.
Okay, so it turns out she was born in 1934. I don't have her birthday in front of me, but so she's like 91, 92. And turns out she'd been working for the company since at least the 1950s.
You said you're working,
As a
she was
matter of
working
fact,
for the company. Is
they're
that what you said?
the ones who got her. Yes, since at least the 1950s. And as a matter of fact, they're the ones who gave her the money to set up Ms. Magazine in 1966.
Oh, so they were backing her feminism, her radical socialist communist
Yes.
feminism. Okay. So we have a Jewess up
Yes.
front who's advocating
And
socialist, communist, feminism, and then she's going to be financed by the Pope CIA. Okay, that makes sense. Go ahead,
yes,
George.
and another figure from that era, and another figure from that era was or is Angela Davis. Now, she probably was on their payroll or has been on their payroll since at least the 1960s.
Now, she was a good mulatta. She was half white, half black. And as I've always said, the mulattoes and the mulattas always are pro-black and vehemently anti-white. And she is a classic example, just like Barry Davis Obama. He was a mulatto, vehemently anti-white in his, with regard to his family. And so that's why they love miscegenation. So Angela Davis is a classic example of radicalizing mulattoes, and just so that the listener can draw that conclusion, because these are facts and it's nothing to do with racism or sexism or whatever. These are facts, and you draw the conclusion from those facts. Go ahead, George.
Okay, well, speaking of Angela Davis, back in 2022, Loyola Marymount bestowed her, I guess, an honorary degree. Angela Davis, that is.
Who was given an honorary, who gave it to her, George?
Loyola Marymount, Los Angeles.
Oh, so the Jesuits gave her an honorary degree.
Correct.
Just like the Jesuits of Fordham gave FDR an honorary degree in 1929. They give their open assets, their open secret society assets that are co socialist communists, oftentimes honorary degrees. Because the Jesuits are the masters of communism, socialist communism. Go ahead, George.
Well, I suppose we can go on all day just talking about honorary degrees. As something we have discussed before, Herbert Hoover, John Herbert Herbert, John, I'm sorry, John, I'm sorry, conflating Herbert Hoover with J. Edgar Hoover. J. Edgar Hoover received at least 15 honorary degrees from various Catholic institutions, including Fordham, Georgetown, and Notre Dame.
Yeah, and J. Edgar Hoover was a quadroon. He was one quarter black. And I learned this from a black researcher many years ago. So here again, the Jesuits are using their mulattoes, quadroons to work for them because generally they're a putty in the hands of the white leaders of the Jesuit order. And J. Edgar Hoover was one of the most evil, wicked, sinful men of political office for 48 years, heading the FBI that we have ever had. Go ahead, George. Go
Yes,
ahead, George.
what did he say? So what are you doing? So J. Edgar, what are you doing to fight organized crime or the mafia? So it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. In fact, I'm having a meeting with Frank Costello of the Stork Club tonight. Why don't you join us where we can cross dress? So Hoover used to dress up like a woman and go to the Stork Club where the big mafia dons of New York used to meet too. Until Valachi, Joe Valachi came out in 1964 and talked about the mafia. Hoover denied its existence. So we're thankful for the mafia hitman Joe Valachi, who came out and told the truth. Go ahead, George.
Well, I've mentioned this quote before, but there's a famous one by Otto Bismarck. He said, would have said this in German, but he said, quote, "Don't believe anything until it has been officially denied," close quote.
I love it. Don't believe anything until it's been officially denied. There's more truth in that than Carter has pills. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? I wasn't going to bring this up, but there's a fellow online named Dave Farina, who has a website, a YouTube channel called Professor Dave Explains, in which he
Say that
reinforces.
slow again, George. I couldn't understand you. Your words are
Okay.
starting to slur together. So go ahead, slow down, and say it clearly.
Okay, his name is Dave Farina. He has a YouTube channel called Professor Dave Explains. And basically, he reinforces all the Jesuits' nonsense, space travel, evolution, you name it. Apparently today he did a broadcast which I have not seen, in which he deals with Bart Zabral's video, "A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon," in which
Oh,
he's going
so
to,
does he take that apart then? Is that what he does?
I guess, yes.
Yeah, well, it's a wonderful video. Have you seen it, George?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, funny thing happened. That was Collier and Collier that put that in, right? James Collier, I believe. The same Collier that wrote the book Vote Scam.
Okay,
Because
so apparently.
So the Collier, I believe, made the video, and he goes to the Smithsonian and he proves it was impossible for the astronauts to exit the landing craft with the backpack on. It was impossible. So it's about a 2.5 hour video. But a funny thing happened on the way to the moon. And then I think Bill Kasing has a video along those lines, and he wrote a book, I think, on that. A funny thing happened on the way to the moon. And Bill Kasing sued NASA, and because he used to work for NASA, and he proved that there was no moon landing at all. But I'm interested with this professor, what lies he has to tell to try to con the listener into believing that that men actually went to the moon when it's impossible. But go ahead.
Okay, so it's going to be a two-part series. And so basically, the title of the video is Debunking Bart Zabral, Moon Landing. And he says, "People who think we didn't go to the moon are idiots," or something along those
You're
lines.
going to say
And
Bart's an idiot? Is that what he says? That Bart's an
correct.
idiot? All the research that he's done, all the facts that he gives, and he's going to make an ad hominem attack by calling him an idiot rather than getting with Bart and having an orchestrated debate, an organized civil debate, asking questions, and they both answer the question. See, this is what Jesuit coadjutors do in the attempt to bias the listener. Don't deal with the facts. Just attack the man, kill the messenger. So that's what this guy's about. You mentioned his name.
Well, I've said this before, but do you know how we can know that we went to the moon?
Oh, there's a flag up there and it's waving in the wind. If you wanted to prove you went to
Also,
the if you wanted to prove you went to the moon, all you need to do is get the Hubble telescope and hone on in, and you can see the flag. But guess what? There is no flag there. Go ahead, George.
well, the other answer is, well, because Walter Cronkite told us we did.
Say that again. I can't understand you.
Walter Cronkite said we did.
Oh, Walter Cronkite. Oh, Father Walter. Hope Walter, where everybody would listen to him, and it was the gospel according to Walter Cronkite. I remember him. I call him Walter Concrete, high-level Freemason and devil worshiper that he was, which he said he would rather serve the devil in one particular video later on in life. But go ahead, George.
And of course, he was not B'nai B'rith. He was Jacques de Molay.
Oh, Jacques de Molay. Well, rarely are you Jacques de Molay without going the full way. I mean, I was Jacques de Molay, but I never made the final step into Satan's Scottish Rite Freemasonry. But go ahead.
Okay, and you cannot be a national news reader. Walter Cronkite, Dan Rather, Tom Arkell, Peter Jennings. Unless you're CFR,
Yeah,
and
Walter
because they
Cronkite
have
was.
to
Yeah, Walter
control you.
Cronkite was CFR, just like Peter Jennings, just like Tom Brokaw, or pardon me, Brokaw. And they're all members of these secret societies, never once exposing the papacy. Because, you know, in the 1980s, I believe it was Gary Webb that came out with his Dark Alliance, which proved that the CIA was working with the Contras in Nicaragua. And no major news media took that up and validated it. They all attacked Gary Webb. And then later, of course, he was shot in the back of the head and claimed to be a suicide. He was shot in the head twice. But well, go ahead, George.
Well, speaking of suicides, I was yet a day or two ago, Robert Carradine, the actor, apparently committed suicide at the age of 71. Now, do you know who Robert Carradine was?
No, I don't.
Okay, so he was the brother of David and Keith. David was in Kung Fu back in the 70s, and Keith is still an actor now. And they're all three of whom were the son of John Carradine, who was a famous actor from the 1930s all the way up until the 1970s. John Carradine,
I think he was
I
another
guess I
good
just
Catholic.
looked this up.
Yeah, he was another good Catholic. Go ahead.
Well, technically speaking, he's Episcopalian.
Oh, well, that's Catholic. American
Okay.
Episcopalians are Roman Catholics. I mean, just the name's different, but go ahead.
Okay,
Because remember,
so.
there's two great traitorous Episcopalians in our past. The first one was Robert E. Lee, who threw the Battle of Gettysburg, and the other one was Longstreet, who helped throw the Battle of Gettysburg. So we have two Episcopalian traitors helping to destroy what was established by our founding fathers. Go ahead.
Okay, so John Carradine, whose birth name was actually Richmond Reed Carradine. He lived from the 5th of February 1906 until November the 27th, 1988. So he was 82 at the time of his death. Now, I can mention all the films he was in, but that would take too long. But I will bring up something that the listeners might be interested in. On April the 11th, 1934, John Carradine joined the Ordo Templi Orientis, which was part of the Agape Lodge in Los Angeles.
Okay, that's the OTO. The OTO is a
Correct.
very, very powerful Masonic lodge, and a cardinal secretary of state in the early 1900s was a member of the OTO. I have the book on it. And so it's a very, very sinister, high-level Masonic organization. Go ahead.
Okay, so you have John Carradine, who joined this lodge almost 92 years ago. Then he would go on to have three sons who had fairly successful acting careers. Robert, David, and Keith. And apparently Keith, I guess the other day, committed arms, or not Keith, Robert committed suicide. he's dealing with depression or something, and I'm not exactly sure how he died.
And what?
Oh, okay,
How old
translation.
was he,
He was
George?
sacrificed.
How old was he?
71.
71. Okay.
Robert?
Yes, the one who
Yes,
died.
so he would have been turning 72. Yes.
Okay. All right. So he dies at about 72, and but he's from a family that's a Jesuit acting family, and so anything's possible. Go ahead, George.
Okay, so like most actors, he lives in LA. So that's not surprising. Now, of course, the cops there are not going to properly investigate it. And I don't mean to
Of
sound
course
sarcastic.
not. Of course not. They bungled the investigation of O.J. Simpson, and they bungled the investigation of the assassination of Robert Kennedy. So they covered up 10,000 pieces of evidence in the Robert Kennedy assassination. So they're not going to do a serious investigation because the Archbishop runs the Los Angeles PD, and we'll tell them what to do. Go ahead.
Okay, so the current chief of police in LA, his name is Jim McDonald. Now, what does that sound like to you?
Sounds like a good Irish Catholic to me, George. Anything with a Mick in it is
Yes, and he went to
Irish.
St. Anselm
McDonald,
College.
Mick George, Mick. Okay, that's all. That's what they were all called, Micks too, as a as an insult, because their names generally have Mick something in it. So that's always an Irish.
Well, and of course, this McDonald, he got his undergrad degree from St. Anselm's College in New Hampshire, which is Catholic. So they had to have their agents in the right chokeholds, the chief
We're at
of
the right choke point.
police,
Yes, that's right.
the mayor. I was at right choke point, the mayor, the police chief, the district attorney, the prime minister, the chancellor, whatever.
As it is in every major city, the Archbishop of every major
Yes.
city controls the police, controls the PD, controls the elections, controls the parties. If it's a Federal Reserve city, it controls the Federal Reserve Bank, and there's eight cities that have a Federal Reserve Bank in them, controlled by the Archbishop. So the listener has to realize that the papacy is a political power, and the archbishops are there to impose the rule of the Pope. So therefore, the agents that are put in political power have generally been trained by the Jesuits or at some Catholic university. And when they get a phone call, they're told exactly what to do. Go ahead, George. Go ahead, George.
Okay, so you have the chief of police in LA. So I'm here. Okay, so you have the chief of police in Los Angeles. And so he's a Catholic and Catholic educated. So do you think we're ever going to find out exactly why Robert Carradine died?
I don't know, probably not, unless somebody comes out and tells the truth, like this one actor, Quaid, came out and now and has said that several actors have been murdered, and one of them was the actor that played the part of the Joker, Keith, what's his name?
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger. This guy has come out and said Heath Ledger was murdered. So it's par for the Jesuit order and their murderous CIA, FBI, mafia. They have a host of shooters to choose from when they want to terminate somebody. So it doesn't surprise me in the least. Fletcher Prouty said this in his book. I think it was The Secret Team. I have it here. He says the CIA, he said the CIA has assassins and he uses them regularly. That's what he said. Go ahead, George.
Well, a few minutes ago we were talking about Minnesota, specifically the Twin Cities of St. Paul and Minneapolis. So they have their the Vatican has its agents in charge of almost every position of authority, police chief, mayor, and they seem to be allocating an inordinate amount of resources for the Twin Cities. It's almost comical how much control they have there.
And those Twin Cities were once white and Lutheran. So therefore they're the hit, the target is on white Lutheran cities, and that's a key one. So they've been at that for probably over 100 years.
Yes, and of course, just getting back to that incident at that church in St. Paul back on January the 18th. Those are called city churches. And we mentioned there are dozens of agitators there, led by Don Lemon. But one of the people who got arrested was a woman by the name of Makema Levy Armstrong. Yes, that's her name. I'm not making that up. She is a black woman who was married to a Jewish woman. She had a Jewish husband, but I think she's with her lesbian partner or
So
something.
she's a black
It's all
woman
confusing.
married to a Jew, turned lesbian, got a divorce. And so it's one great big evil operation where she is socialist communist and hating white men. Always remember to say that. They hate us, George. They hate us, and they let us know it all the time. And they do it under the guise of fighting for liberty or fighting for equality when they've been weaponized against us by the Jesuits. Go ahead.
Okay, so just getting to my point. So her name is Makima, and I won't
Makima!
even address.
Makima, what name is that? Sounds like it's African to me. It sounds like those names of Bill Cosby attacks. What about these black women? They're naming their children the Lakuka and Lachuta, and they have four or five different husbands. Bill Cosby was right about that. So this is a typical radical black name that these black radicals are naming themselves or their children. So I knew as soon as you said Makima, I knew she was black. Go ahead, George.
Okay, so for good measure, she was the director of the NAACP for Minneapolis
Oh, so she was the director of the
from
Socialist
2003.
Communist. She was the director of the Socialist Communist NAACP, financed by the Rockefellers working for the Jesuits. And one of the leaders in it was a mulatto,
Correct.
W.E.B. Du Bois. So here you have the mulatto connection to running a radical organization called the NAACP, founded what, 1908, 1909? Go ahead, George.
Yes, so anyhow, so this Makema Levy Armstrong was an adjunct professor at St. Thomas Law School.
Oh, so she's
So
got a
there's
law degree and she's a professor? Woo! So she sounds like someone that we need to listen to. She sounds so smart. Go ahead,
and
George.
so for well over 15 so for well over 15 20 years, she's been involved in all sorts of scandals. Well, I don't want to say scandal, but agitations, because she's been constantly suing the city.
Yeah, agitation against whites in general.
Yes.
Agitation against white men in general.
Yes, because
Which
she said.
entices them to commit all sorts of black on white crime, hundreds of thousands every day, which incites the black men to rape the white women. And Charlie Kirk was conservative when he said publicly that black men kill 600 white women a year. Do you think this has to do with the constant, ceaseless Jesuit orders weaponizing of the blacks against us white people with their agitation day in and day out? And nobody goes to jail, nobody gets prosecuted?
Okay, so one of the lawsuits she had been involved with, Makema had been involved with over the last 20 years, is to get more subsidized housing in Minneapolis.
She was, she
Because
was. She had subsidized housing.
no, she wanted to. Okay, so it used to be 25 years ago, Minneapolis had virtually no Section 8 housing, which is what we call subsidized housing in the US.
Okay, what that translates into, dear listener, is it has no housing for blacks that are going to be paid for by the government, by the military government here, because they're waging war on the white people here. And so you have to forcefully race mix and integrate these communities. So the best way to do it is have Section 8 housing And the government will pay the rent to the renters, to the owners of the buildings, so that they'll rent to blacks. And then the blacks will bring in their crime in that white area and reduce it. I watched it happen in Mannheim, Pennsylvania, when I lived right next to a Section 8 housing. So this is the game. It's the destruction of high moral white culture to race mix and miscegenate that the military government finances and pays for, having weaponized the blacks against us. Go ahead, George.
So I did some. I realize our time is almost up, but I did some digging into Makima, and so she's been with the NAACP Minneapolis since 2003. So she said in interviews that when I came here, the Minneapolis police was almost exclusively white.
Isn't
There's
that a
very
crime? Isn't that a sin? Oh, what a terrible thing to actually have a white city. But go ahead, George.
Okay, so we need to, in the NAACP, need to do everything we can to rectify that situation. So we're going to actively recruit non-whites, specifically Somalis.
There
And
we
it took
go.
them forever to.
There we go. Bring in all the black, savage Somalis that are Muslims into the apostate white Lutheran city of St. Paul, Minneapolis. And give them plenty of money. Make sure they can have a business.
Oh, okay, so.
That's right. Doesn't this make the listener angry? Angry enough to do something about it? Go ahead, George. We're going to have a few minutes left and I will have to sign off. I won't interrupt anymore. Go ahead. I'll give you the last words. Go ahead, George.
Okay, Brother Eric, please don't make promises you can't keep.
I'm
Brother
trying.
Eric, please
I'm
don't make
trying.
promises you can't keep.
Okay.
Okay, so it, you know, so I like the judges like using people like Makima, Levy, Armstrong, or whatever her name is, to irritate people to death. They said, "This is annoying. This is annoying. This is obnoxious."
Called black fatigue.
And
White people have
they always seem.
white people have black fatigue now. That's what that's called. Enough of
Okay,
this
well, some.
agitation. So now it's called black fatigue. And okay, I'm done. Go ahead, George.
Okay, I know we've said this before, but it seems as if that in the 21st century, the judges have looked at certain cities in North America and in Europe, like Boise, Idaho, like Toronto, Canada, like too white.
Well, they're white. They were
Their
founded
police
by
departments.
whites. What do you expect? Yeah. So what's their design? Their design
And
is to forcefully
course,
miscegenate and race mix the white neighborhood cities and places so that we will be weakened. Diversity is a weakness, especially when it's black supremacy, in preparation for our Sino-Soviet Muslim invasion, all of which hate the American blacks. Go ahead, George.
okay, well, now I talked about North America, but you can say the same thing about Europe. The biggest
Sure.
problem with Europe is it's too white. They need to darken things up there.
Well, that's why
And
they've got to put in
especially
left. That's why they
enjoyable.
have. Go ahead.
I mean,
That's why they had plenty of black American servicemen that fornicated with all these white
guilty.
women in England and France and Germany, living a stream of mulattoes and mulattoes all across Europe. I had pictures of them. Go ahead, George. Go ahead, George.
And something I can't quite grasp. Well, something I can't quite grasp is I can understand blacks being upset about the old Confederacy, states that were in the Deep South like Alabama and Mississippi. Okay, I get that. But Minnesota, they were never part of the Confederacy. They never really had slavery there.
That's right.
So I have a hard time
So
grasping.
why do the blacks hate the whites in a northern city, in northern cities? Why? Why are they groomed and taught to hate whites in northern cities? because they weaponized them to commit crimes against us to justify martial law when they will be rounded up and sent to concentration, the FEMA death camps. And this was brought out in the Iran-Contra investigation, where it was reported that they prepared these camps for 21 million American Negroes. And that came out in the Iran-Contra investigation. I cover it in one of my PowerPoints. And I don't hear any of the black leaders screaming, "What do you mean they're for American Negroes?" Not one. Because it's all design. But go ahead, George. We're going to have to finish in a couple minutes here.
Okay, well, we've been going on. It's about 5 o'clock Eastern, so shall I just give my contact information?
Let's go ahead and give contact information, and I'll close, and we'll be on every Tuesday, Lord willing, at 4 o'clock. Okay.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so if people have any questions, comments, concerns, critiques, please email me at georgewidger1969@gmail.com. GEORWIDGER, I'm sorry, George Widger, GEORGEWIDGER1969@gmail.com. People have any questions, comments, concerns, or critiques. If there is a topic you'd like me to cover or go over again, please send me a line. Also, tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're emailing, how long you've been listening, and just say hello, and I'll do my best to get back to you in a timely manner, say 24 hours or so.
Very good, George. And also, if they want to give you a gift, where should they send it to? Now,
Well,
I
they
have to
can
say
send it
this,
to
but I
you.
want you to know this guy. George Widger is one of the greatest researchers I've ever met. He has researched something on every topic that I've ever talked with him about. So he's done a lot of work, and he needs gifts from you. That would be in exchange for the very valuable information that he gives. So go ahead, George, for contact that they can send you a check or PayPal or Cash App, any place. George,
You
hello.
that you can
Can't hear you. Okay, well, George is going to set up a Cash App, and then you'll be able to send money to that. Right, George? Okay, I think we probably broke off here now. So anyway, I want to thank you for tuning in. Are
yes.
you there now, George? I can hear you now. Are you there? Okay.
I am.
Well, thank you for being with us today.
Yes, I turned off the video. That seems to help.
Okay. All right. So Brother Eric John Phelps, 24/7 World Radio podcast today on this February 24th, 2025. And you can send your gifts to RBT, P.O. Box 306, Newmanstown, Pennsylvania 17073, or you can send a gift with Cash App at cash tag Eric Eric John John Phelps Phelps, or you can send it to through PayPal to RBPB donate at comcast.net. Okay, until the next time we meet, may the Lord bless you as you do His will according to His word. AV 1611 Reformation English Bible, which is called all men everywhere to repent and to believe that Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose again, upon which you will be saved, placed in the body of Christ, sealed to the day of redemption, and your home will be in heaven in the New Jerusalem. So until we meet again, Lord bless. Maranatha.